Ow. Good evening, everyone. Okay, so first things first, I have to apologize to Eric Hunley because I didn't know he was also live at 5:30 today. I was live with him earlier today, and this was the hour and a half that I had before dinner to do something, to rant, to get this crap off my chest. And I messaged him, and I hope he's not angry with me. But we're live anyhow, and this is going to be New Year's Eve, ramble rant, AMA. F's are in the house, yep. Andre, how you doing? Doom's Lair. Happier New Year. Yep, it's New Year's Eve, and I'm in the land where it's been canceled. Literally. Like, I'm not... Oh, my goodness. Eric Hunley is live. I think I may have made an enemy of a friend, and I hope I'm not in big trouble for this. Do I end this? And... Oh, if the internet gives up, I might not have a choice. Oh, boy. Anyways, I hope I'm not going to get in trouble with Eric. Oh, let me plug their channel at the very least so that people can know to go there. Eric Hunley's America's Untold Story with Mark Robert. Oh, what do I do? What do I do, people? We're gonna go for a little bit. Maybe I'll see if my wife doesn't cut me off before dinner starts. So we're in Quebec, and I put out a video yesterday just describing what just happened. You have the premier of what is supposed to be a La Belle Province, a free province in a free country, in a free hemisphere, in a free world, announcing curfew from 10 to 5 in the morning. Lockdown, effectively, because you can't have more than one family bubble in a residence. No private gatherings. School is put online until January 17th. There was a fourth one that I keep forgetting. Oh, yes, and restaurants are shut down. The day of New Year's Eve, the day before, the government says, we have to. And why do we have to? Because of an epic, you call it a failure. Some people are just going to think it's on purpose right now, a deliberate destruction of everything that once was free, wonderful Canadian society. The justification here is that Omicron is spreading so fast, and when you get Omicron, you have to isolate or quarantine for 10 days or 15 days or 5 days. I don't know what it is anymore, depending on your vax status or not. So the argument is that Omicron's spreading so fast, everybody's got to isolate, and so the amount of people getting it, the amount of people in isolation, is crippling the system. I believe I see a child coming here who's brought some orange juice. And so because Omicron is spreading so fast, we have to shut everything down because the system can't support itself. So quite literally after, you know, people plan for New Year's Eve, people plan for the holidays, all the month of December, maybe even some might say if they want to do it properly, September, October, November. And you have the premier of a province. There's a dog in here that cannot be in here. Oh, geez, hold on 1 second. Can't have fudge in here. Can't have fudge in here. Sorry, I'm in my mother-in-law's studio, so there's hard rock floor, and Pudge, the paralyzed puggle, cannot drag herself on carpet or on stone without opening up the callus that has developed on her back paws, so had to go do that. I will not read this comment, but I will bring it, because you realize right now, with what Omicron is, by all accounts, it's a mild version of what once was, which many had predicted from 2020 would be the case, is that viruses mutate, but to become less lethal, not more, so that they can go and infect more hosts. And it's better for the virus and it's better for people. But Omicron is mild by all accounts. So people believe that. But people feel that way, and I can't blame them for feeling that way. But the premier, François Legault, comes out on December 30th, where people have travel plans. People are now in the midst. People are in the mode of the holidays. And he shuts down restaurants with 24-hour notice and places society in a curfew. I've said this before. These are not concepts lockdowns, curfews, isolating children because they have a virus, except, you know, Ebola, tuberculosis. I mean, these are not concepts that are compatible with free democratic societies. And what's even worse than all of it is that people want it. You know, I've stopped getting irritated at the comment, Viva, what are you going to do? Just keep complaining. I literally ran for federal office, and in my riding, 53% of the people voted for the Liberal Party. And then 90%+ voted for something that was similar to the Liberal Party. So what's depressing is that people are justifying this to themselves. People have now surrendered, abandoned so much. They've had basically all of their rights, all of their freedoms stripped away. The only way they can deal with it going forward is to rationalize the loss. And you have a premier that comes in with 24-hour notice and says, I'm shutting you down. And then they tweeted out today earlier, I'll bring up my Twitter feed in a bit to go over some other stuff that's going to be fun. You have other members of the government saying, we understand we've caused the restaurateurs some damages as a result of this. We'll compensate them. So you have the idiotic government making a rash, unscientific, unconstitutional, and outright psychological, economic, and spiritual abusive decision to shut people down as if they even have that power in the first place, with 24 hours notice, as if that makes it even... You have the government saying that, doing that, and people are complying with it because what do you expect people to do? Break the law and risk a $6,000 fine, a shutdown, having the government down? I mean, that's the beauty of the police state, is that they're everywhere. And there is no form of defiance that doesn't result in more beatings. But the government says, tweets today, yeah, we understand we've caused some problems and we're going to compensate the restaurateurs for their investments, their lost investments. They're going to compensate them with the taxpayer dollars that not only pay their salary, but that they're going to use to compensate for the damages resulting from their idiotic decisions. That is like, it's like the mobster breaking your knees and then buying you crutches with your own money. So that's what we're going through in Quebec. And it's what's depressing is I've had discussions with people who are smart. They are smart. I don't think they're not smart now. I just think they're smart and they've been broken and they've been absolutely transformed by, and they don't even know it. And I say, how is this justifiable? And their response is, well, we don't want to overload the healthcare system. And they're smart people. They're otherwise intelligent people with good life experience. And I say, that was the excuse 2 years ago. Does anyone remember? It started off as 2 weeks to flatten the curve so as not to overwhelm the healthcare facilities, which quickly became 2 months. And I look back and I look back at the videos I was putting out then on Viva Family. Subscribe to Viva Family. I'm joking. I look back at the videos I was putting out there and I sort of feel bad and stupid. That I feel stupid. Yeah, I believed it. 2 weeks to flatten the curve. What an amazing experience this is. We're going to hunker down with our families so that, you know, politicians can figure it out, so that the healthcare system can figure it out. We're going to hunker down. And we had a good time in the first 2 weeks. You know, the hardest thing about the first 2 weeks of the lockdown or the first 2 years, but we had a good time. I even had a good time 2 months into it. And then I started, you know, I put out a tweet one day and I said, man, when this is all over, we're going to breathe a breath of fresh air and it's going to be like we are breathing again for the first time in however long. I didn't realize that it was going to go to full suffocation. It was full suffocation, but it started off with 2 weeks to flatten the curve so as not to overwhelm the healthcare facilities. And when that ended in 1 year of it, it ended up being face masks, lockdowns, social isolation, cancel Christmas, and then we went into curfew the first time around. 1 month curfew to overwhelm the healthcare facilities. That's 2021. And it lasted 5 months. And 2 years later, 1 year after that, back to curfew, the unscientific, idiotic method of dealing with government incompetence and infrastructure problems that have existed for decades. And what has been done over the last 2 years, I ask the person who says, don't want to overwhelm the healthcare facilities. They've managed to develop a vaccine. They've managed to pay billions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, to pharma companies, give them immunity to administer this solution. But in the meantime, they didn't do anything to increase hospital capacities, to strengthen the system. And people say, well, you can't just add hospital rooms because you need doctors. You can't just add ventilators because you need healthcare staff. And we have a shortage of that. So what do they do there? There's no accruing or there's no attracting brain power. There is only pushing it away. There is no training hospital staff, additional hospital staff, increasing pay to attract further people. No. They start talking about firing healthcare staff because they don't want to get vaccinated, notwithstanding whether or not they've even contracted the virus. So you have 2 years of absolute inaction on the actual problem. And 2 years later, I feel like Ned Flanders beat Nick Parents. We've done nothing and we're all out of ideas. After having done nothing, you go back to the idiotic, unconstitutional, unscientific, draconian measures, which are incompatible with democracy as the solution. Sterling, I'm not only going to bring up super chats. I'll answer questions and there will be one answer of a non-super chat for every super chat. David, thank you for everything you do. May 2022 be more educational than confirmational. Dude, I have to go look that word up if that's a typo or not. Okay, well, there's some interesting chats. Let's see here. 3 years to flatten the curve. I mean, it is over the top. Let's do this. Comparing the fascist tactics used in the 30s to what is being done today across the world, the similarities are striking. I mean, we've had this discussion with Gina Carano, and I still believe that making glib analogies, you know, like someone trying to make dinner plans and referring to them as a dictator, or someone, you know, saying no onions in the meatballs, but yeah, okay, there, you know, historical comparisons to atrocities is glib and to be avoided. And even in these circumstances, it's a reflexive thing in an argument to have it, you know, Godwin's law is it always goes back to a Nazi Hitler comparison. But when you get into a world where you're actually saying unvaccinated people can be denied entry into grocery stores, unvaccinated people, as if it's the fact of being unvaccinated that's the problem and not being COVID positive that's the problem. But when you get into a realm within a 2 year frame that it becomes acceptable to exclude people from society for this particular reason. And when people's minds have been shifted from, at one point in time, people who talked about compelled vaccination or coerced vaccination were called conspiracy theorists. Now we're at a point where not only is that the status quo, but you're talking about excluding the unvaccinated from everyday society, whether it's New York City Mayor de Blasio or New Brunswick. And I forget where I was going with that. But oh, no, that's it. And then it's at a point like that where you can start seeing that these analogies could be a little more apropos. And you can start seeing the Mark Twain expression that history doesn't repeat, but it tends to rhyme. And yes, it's not that. It will never be that. It will never be that by definition. Nothing will ever be the same again. But you can see how that could have happened. And that took years of, I won't say social engineering, but it took years of propagandizing. It took years of manipulating people to get to that point in the first place. I wanted to go out tonight and do an evening protest New Year's Eve walk from 10 to midnight. The logistics of that are not possible. Thank you very much, Robert Williams. Okay, let's see what we got here. Stephen Dempsey says, government will never willingly give up the emergency powers and will lie to keep them in the name of progress and safety. And it's an interesting thought, because a lot of people were saying the rapid testing is the rapid testing that they've been giving out willy-nilly free, you know, at our daycare. They five tests here, five tests there. Everyone go out and get tested. Because when you test everybody, you're going to get these massive results of positive cases, because Omicron, by all accounts, is spreading like wildfire. But sometimes with symptoms so mild that but for the positive test, you wouldn't even know you had it. But when you get the positive test, then you are under some sort of obligation to isolate for 10 days. So, you know, there are people who can believe that the idea of these mass promulgation of rapid tests was specifically done so that you could jack up the positive cases and then therefore fabricate this crisis to some extent to then say, oh, look at this. It's all going to fall apart. We need to lock down again. We need to lock people down and lock them in their houses again. So yeah, there are people who feel that way, and but what I find is just the transformation of society. I was following Cernovich on Twitter, you know, from the beginning, and following a bunch of people. And when people were suggesting that face masks would be mandatory, they were scoffed at the beginning. When people said at the beginning that the numbers are being artificially inflated by confounding with of, people called them conspiracy theorists at the beginning. And then you have Fauci today, literally confirming, under different circumstances, of course, that the hospitalized with versus hospitalized of are being confounded right now, and that there are people with broken legs who are being systematically tested as they get into hospital, positive, but being marked down as an entry with, or an entry of, you know, confounding the two to get those numbers up there. And you're saying, well, so the numbers are a little bit exaggerated now. And they admit now what was as much the case then, but people were called theorists for having hypothesized that. It's been the shift of society that I found to be amazing. That if you could ever suggest it to anyone this time, 2019, that you're going to live in a world where the government can tell you cannot have private gatherings in your home. I mean, even just take that word. You cannot have private gatherings in your home. The unvaccinated cannot go to churches. You cannot have church services, because I think those are shut down now in Quebec as well. If you were to ever have said that 2 years ago, you would have been called a nutcase. And we're 2 years later, and this is not, this was not the Ebola that we thought it was going to be when we were all hand in hand saying 2 weeks to flatten the curve. All right, let me see what I can get here. Hauntus Farmer says, I won't lie. The font attracted my eye now. I hope I'm not going to get in trouble. They needed to raise the line of how many ICU beds they have, not just flatten the curve. Totally agree. They needed to raise the line of how many ICU beds they have, not just flatten the curve. I mean, this is the policy decision. The policy failure is that I understand the argument. You can't just add ventilators when you don't have doctors to administer them. You can't increase hospital beds without doctors and nurses and staff. That problem in Quebec and Canada has been a problem in the making for decades. 2018 in Toronto, I mean, I've said it time and time again, they canceled elective surgeries because the hospitals were overrun during the 2018 flu season. The brain drain out of Canada, the healthcare infrastructure problems in Canada, has been a problem in the making for decades. And we're 2 years into the pandemic and they've done nothing too. I put out the policy idea when I was running for office. No income tax on anyone working in healthcare. I know people find that offensive because other people working essential jobs will complain, me too. But let's set that aside. Attract people to come back into that industry. Income tax-free salary for doctors, nurses, and anyone in the healthcare industry. You might not have people running out because the conditions are so terrible, they're overworked and psychologically and verbally abused by an angry population. But instead, nothing. 2 years, nothing. I even think in some of the provinces, they have fewer ICU beds now than they did 2 years ago. But whether or not it's fewer now or five more, we are dealing with numbers that are so insignificant in terms of what's been done to resolve the actual underlying problem. And what does the government do? The government does what it's good at. It adopts the solution that gives itself more powers and a more raison d'être. Colorado trucker who got 110 years just got clemency from the government down to 10 years. I read that today. That's another one of those sad stories where 10 years is a long time. The accident was a very serious accident. But the 110 years, I think pretty much everyone agreed was over the top. Yeah. I mean, it's. I can think of five offhand, CTs that were deemed to be CT 2 years ago that are now just mainstream news. Origins of the virus not being man-made. I mean, you had I did the video about it. You had people calling people the theorists in 2020 for suggesting they were inflating the numbers for the exact reason that Fauci today confirmed. You had people calling people theorists for suggesting, alluding to the fact that the coronavirus may have come out of the Wuhan lab in China where they were working on coronaviruses. But for goodness sake, 2 years ago, we couldn't say the word coronavirus on the YouTubes because it was so verboten. My Sharona Cyrus, who remembers that? But yeah, that's it. The art behind me is beautiful. Lady Ziploc, thank you for it. My mother-in-law, and that woman right there, I mentioned this the other night, is actually my mother. I showed it today on Eric's stream. Okay, I'm actually following. I didn't think we're doing good here. I don't want to fall behind here. In America, we have lobbyists, AMA, that fight to decrease the amount of doctor's licenses that are issued so they can make more money. Someone was saying it's been sad and funny watching my evolution over the last 2 years. They never thought I could get angry. I'll say one thing. It has been liberating to be able to give my personal opinion on things, a personal opinion, which I hope is educated and which I hope people get some insight out of, even if they disagree with it. Curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., more like party until 5 a.m. Happy New Year. I do not tell people to do things that can get them in trouble on the interwebs. But my goodness, I wish I could be out in the streets. There's a protest tomorrow night for anyone who's in Montreal to protest the curfew. Sorry. Francis Chartrand. Everyone needs to see the Robert. Oh, yeah. Don't want to say any names that are going to get us in trouble here. It's amazing. It was very enlightening. And the McCullough one was also very enlightening. I remember I listened to the Malone as I was driving to. Is that the one I listened to as I was driving to the States? It's amazing stuff. It's amazing stuff. Okay, let me see what we can get here. Yeah. Lockdowns have become the politicians' shrimps. I say shrimps, prawn. Okay, everyone gets that. Does anyone believe your test is capable of detecting which variant you have? Well, I don't think the rapid tests tell you that. So I don't think it makes a difference, but it tells you whether or not you have that which requires that you be isolated for 10 days or four. The funniest thing is, okay, Talix says, my New Year's meme, the doomsday clock. Question is, will 2020 be the doom of the tyranny or freedom? Take a deep breath. Viva Happy New Year. Talix001, thank you for the memes. Thank you for the laughs. What will 2022 be? I have to believe it's going to be the freedom, but that depends on where and when. I'm not convinced Quebec or Canada wants its freedom. I'm somewhat convinced that Quebec and Canada and Canadians would prefer security over freedom, or the semblance, the sensation of freedom, of security over the risk of freedom. That's my unfortunate conclusion that I'm drawing these days, and we'll see where it goes. Where's the dainty teacup? And you know what? Now you mention it, I might get in trouble for this. This is Bleu Royal, which I might get into trouble for because I'm cheating on my brother. This is another local gin, and I'm a bit of a gimmicky guy sometimes. The fact that it's blue, it's made with this pea body something or other. It's made with a yeast that actually changes color. So it goes from blue to pink if you put something acidic in it, which is kind of cool. So I got my dainty teacup and some Bleu Royal. Okay, let's see what we got here. Let me see this. Rip Sauce. Viva, the people who hid Anne Frank were breaking the law. The people who hunted following the law. Rib Sauce, first of all, I saw you ribbing me earlier today, and all's fair in the internet verse. But I say that tongue in cheek. Here's the problem, not the problem, the nuance with this type of perspective. Because I do agree, there are some laws that you have to take your chance breaking. Then there are some laws that you do not have to take your chances breaking. Or there are some laws that are not as egregious that the justification is, that the comparison is justified. So, yeah, a human life, yes. Wearing a face mask in a store, no. And then I can appreciate we might not agree there. There are some, like, if they were to come for the unvaccinated and say we need to detain them in camps because they're not vaccinated, like I think they might be doing in certain parts of the world, if someone came to me and said, hide me in your basement because I don't want them putting me in a government facility for 2 weeks. I might break the law there. But wearing a face mask in a store is not where I would draw that line or start that fight. But I do agree. I mean, at some point, yes. Like I have the desire every now and again to reflexively say, well, we found the neighbors who would have ratted out Anne Frank when they say, well, those are the rules, just follow them. I have that reflex. But when you make that analogy, it has to be on the right law and it has to be an egregious law, not just an inconvenient one. Ronald Kohler says, Ronald Kohler, Jr., happy new year. Thank you. We're not there yet. Happy. It's going to be frustrating for me. It's not going to be happy. Well, let me get to the happy part in a second. Fear of the masses, more power and money to those who wish to control and deceive. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Thomas Jefferson, I believe. There is a discussion as to the context, Kronos, in which Jefferson said that. The context in which it's been used, I think, is the right. We understand what I think is the important thing to understand in that. This will be memory hold if we let them. People are not seeing how they are end gaming this right now. Hold the feet to the fire. Francis shots on. Now there's one I don't want to miss because it's a big red super chat. They said I was asymptomatic. I got three second opinions. I get to get five opinions. All three negative. Health department was angry. I got second opinions. I'm a Navy vet. Need truth. Happy New Year from Tokyo. Prayers for Canadians. Thank you very much, KT. Now, I know I missed something here because I can't. Where did it go? If I missed the Australia. Oh, you know, it might be going too far away now. I'm going to see if I can bring it. Usually Grumpy says, I don't think it would be possible, but it looks like Canada has gone further down the tracks on the crazy train than here in Australia. Now, let me just see if I can find your actual chat because I don't like not being able to bring up the actual chat. And I think it may be gone on my screen. Usually Grumpy, and it looks like your avatar is the Grumpy monster. No, so hold on. That wasn't it. Let me see here. Give me a here. See, this is where I need to be not afraid of quiet airspace. Just going to go find it. I'm going to be stubborn. I am going to be stubborn and find the chat so I can bring it up. Tabarnouche, as we say in French. Tabarnouche, green. All right, we missed it. All right, thanks for your wisdom. Even if I sometimes disagree with it, government mandates are bad. On that, we can agree. Happy New Year. Hontas Foreman, I think I know you from Twitter as well. So thank you very much. Happy New Year. And I'll be a little happier in a few minutes. I don't want to be too down as we're locked down on New Year's Eve by a government that thinks they have the right to tell us where we can go and who we can have in our house. In a war, you fire generals who fail. How many of these people have been fired? Oops, sorry, I took that out too. How many of these people have been fired? Yes, that's the thing, is when they make, like François Legault in his ultimate manipulation comes out and says, I know you're mad at me that I have to break my promises and that I have to go back on what I said I wouldn't go back on. That means he made a mistake, and there's only so many mistakes that you can make in governance before you should relinquish your position. You know, if you can't do your job and you're screwing people harder and harder year over year, you shouldn't be in power. You shouldn't be reelected, no less, and that's what we had on the federal front. From the earlier chat, if you don't like someone else touching your body, have you ever been to a chiropractor? I have. Oh, I've been to an osteopath. I didn't like it. But after he cracked my back and straightened my spine, holy cows, he did something amazing. Yeah, Scott Sternthal in Montreal, osteopath, amazing. He actually put a video on his YouTube channel of my back cracking. It was something glorious. But I didn't like it. I don't like feeling the warmth of another body. I don't even like feeling the warmth of my body. When I sleep at night, I can't have my two legs touching each other because I don't like the skin getting humid and sticking to my other leg. So I put the sheet between my legs. And it's a bizarre quirk. I cannot stand feeling other people's body, especially when I'm trying to sleep. Okay, let me see. I can't bring up the Groucho track. Catching up, don't feel bad about videos from 2 years ago. Look how much you've learned in just 2 short years. Some people have learned nothing. I was looking at the golf ball stacking video because when I was I may have been described as having obsessive tendencies. So when I get fixated on something, I get fixated. And I got fixated on stacking golf balls in the first 2 weeks of the lockdown. And I would literally spend, ask my wife an hour, go down here. 2 hours a day practicing stacking golf balls because I set a goal and then I wanted to break my record. And then I get to the point where I know that it is basically physically impossible for me to break the record. And that's when I leave it alone. Five golf balls I got to. I think the world record is eight, but I got to five golf balls, and that was, as you know, as good as I ever needed. But and then we made homemade bread. We made homemade toilet paper. You know, we had fun with it. But 2 weeks of lockdown is fun. 2 years of lockdown is socially, emotionally devastating. We are of the most fortunate. That's where I wanted to get to. Being grateful and gratitude. And it's not, my anger is not a reflection of lack of gratitude for how fortunate we as a family unit are. I mean, we have our moments, and you have a lot of them when you're in lockdown with kids for 2 years. And you know, at one point, how many months was it that they were at home doing Zoom school? So you have your moments where even anybody who's a parent knows you can't understand it until you have kids. And when my parents, when we were growing up with my parents, and it's funny, but my parents always used to say the greatest revenge is when your kids give you the same headaches that you gave your parents. It's not to be lacking gratitude. I am extremely fortunate, and in that we have a very solid family unit. We've been making good with what we have, and we break the rules, and we've had our circle of friends that we've made and socialized with during this pandemic. But it's not because something, you know, I'm not suffering or suffering as much that then I can just close my eyes and say, well, I should be grateful and not complain. Bullcrap. Because it's the people who don't have the voices. It's the people who've been stuck at home for the last 2 years, not with functional families, but with abusive relationships, not with the inconveniences, but with actual devastating harms. And kids not being able to socialize, kids not being able to have sleepovers, you know, teenagers not being able to have normal high school relationships. These things leave scars. And so it's not because we're doing fine and we're making do, and you know, we have family in the townships and we can come see them and go fishing and get some fresh air. We're not stuck in a 1.5 apartment in the city for the last 2 years. We're not stuck in downtown Toronto where we haven't been out and seen the fresh air and lived life in 2 years. But so that means I'm not gonna complain. Bullcrap. I mean, it's the people who have the voice that should be doing the complaining. So this is not to lack gratitude, but it's not because I'm not suffering as much as others that I'm not going to bitch and moan against this entire system as much as I am. Here we go, Usually Grumpy. Thank you very much, Usually Grumpy. I found it long last, and then in so doing, I've missed a bunch of others. Happy New Year, Viva. Long-time viewer, first-time super chat. The freedom fro must grow. If you find yourself in central Wisconsin, look me up for a free meal. I don't like free things. Free things make me feel guilty as well. I insist on paying more for things, but I will come one day. My bucket list is a road trip across America or a road trip across Canada. But I say the most frustrating thing in all of this is that I've grown a resentment towards my own country. Whereas I've loved it more than anything. Oh, I'll get angry. I've loved it more than anything. And I actually have resentment when I go outside and I see people resigning themselves to this. There is no other word for it other than tyranny. The effing school board for the city I voted for 2 weeks ago to remove mask mandates only to reverse their decision 2 hours ago. Cowards. Okay, let me see here. I want to get some non-super chats. What time? Where is the protest tonight? There is no protest tonight that I know of, but I'll get the image of the protest for tomorrow night. I don't know why there wouldn't be a protest tonight, but okay, here we go. It is called Non à un deuxième couvre-feu, 1er janvier, 22h, 770 Sherbrooke West. Just so nobody thinks this is not my Facebook, but there is a protest. 10 o'clock tomorrow night. Maybe they didn't want to organize something that no one showed up to before things happened. Maybe they want to see what happens the first night. Maybe they want to see if François Legault's police are going to go busting down doors to see who's having an unlawful private gathering on New Year's Eve. Maybe they're going to pepper spray people the way the cops did last year in Gatineau. Oh, getting angry. What color will your pee be? We'll see. All right. I won't tell you. Okay. So we got 11 Bravo. Hold on. I just saw something here. Rib Sauce, thank you very much. And Happy New Year, by the way. I will not reflexively call people trolls on YouTube. And sometimes you need criticism. And other times, you know you're going to get criticism and you're going to have your belief anyhow. And that's what having a belief is having not just popular beliefs, but sometimes, dare I say, not edgy beliefs. I don't think there's value in edginess for the sake of edginess. But I will happily and readily accept criticism for a belief that I believe is justified. And that's what, if we all agreed with each other, A, it would be boring, and B, it would mean that we are basically all wrong. Because you can't possibly agree with everyone on everything. There are certain issues where there will be legit disagreement, and then there are issues where there cannot be legitimate disagreement. And if anybody says lockdowns and compelled vaccinations are legitimate forms of governance, I will respectfully disagree and understand that there will be no amount of engagement that will come to a mutual understanding on the subject. That's not the Canada I grew up in. I suspect not yours either. As a people, we've famously been respectful of others while valuing our freedom. Jeremy Treguna. People have said that this has always been Canada, but it has never been revealed as much. Maybe. I look back and it's easy to reinterpret everything in hindsight. Kierkegaard, life can only be understood backwards, but must be lived forwards. But looking back now, you could see the wheels were in motion for a long time, but they certainly hit the free fall when they got triggered. I thought they said this is Canada country. Never mind. Not quite. It's plus one here. So definitely not. Definitely not that. Okay, let me see here. What time? Oh, you know what? Okay, so on Facebook, go look. I don't promote these things. If I were there and if I could attend, I probably would. And if I were there tonight, it's just a fun thing. I'm that enraged. I'm that offended. I would be out there with a march. But then you have to really think about the consequences of the things that you're doing. Thank you for keeping your hands clean, re JM Drama. When people try to show someone, they tend to get crap on their heads. Come on, smile. I'll just say one thing. I prefer meaningful drama that has lasting impact and not some stuff that I don't think has meaningful impact. But also, it's just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something. Viva. Just tell people you are growing your hair in protest, you hippie. I am. I'm calling it the freedom fro. The only problem is it's. I slept on it badly. I didn't get to exercise today. I didn't get to take a shower, so it's not looking good. But what do you do? What can you do? Give up a little civil liberty. See what you have left. We could be Canada. Let me see. I just don't want to take anything up that's going to get me into big trouble. Not financial advice, just my opinion. Says. Viva Fry, I am 11:55 into New Year's, so Happy New Year. Thank you very much. But is that a law or a mandate? That's another issue. First of all, what is on your shirt in your avatar, Joe? It looked like a Spartan shirt, but I don't think it is. Okay, let me bring something up here. Please check Joshua Busher on GoFundMe. I don't know what this is, people. If this is something that's not vetted, not approved, not contradicted, not denied, not disrespected, don't know what it is. But thank you for the support, Justin. Okay. Let me see. I want to get, what's AMA? Ask me anything. Beside a great hub category. What is I don't know what that is. I don't know what hub category means, but if hub means anything, it means risky. We are at 1984 viewers, people. Hold on. We are at 1984 viewers. I took a screenshot. I might have to put that. I missed it. Why are you ranting? Do I need to break out the Bleu Royale lockdown in Quebec? Can you imagine in Florida? Do you remember in Texas when they took the masks off and everyone said they're going to die in Texas in 2 weeks? Just wait. And they sat there waiting for people to die. And they did it because they needed that tragedy to happen so they could be comfortable with their own sacrifice in their own minds and bodies. They waited for it gleefully, I should say. Every time there was a PPC anti-lockdown protest in Quebec over the summer, they gleefully waited for the super spreader event and for those nutcase conspiracy theorists to get sick. They waited for it. And when it didn't happen, they went on and tried to find another explanation. They went on and tried to find another crisis to exploit. They needed the people to suffer so they could justify to themselves the sacrifice that they know that they've made and that they know that they regret, but they cannot take back. And can you imagine? You have full stadiums, you have parties, you have life as normal in Florida and in Quebec, as if we have some particular strain of this virus that could warrant, I won't say full communism, I'll just say full fascism, full tyranny, locking people in their homes, literally. We have a strain, we either have a strain that is the La Belle Province strain that is so virulent, so toxic, that it justifies totally dictatorial responses in one province where just, I'm 9 kilometers from the U.S. border here. So we either have such a terrible strain of the virus in Quebec, or we have a terrible strain of an incompetent government in Quebec. And I don't know science all that much, but I'm going to go for the latter and not the former. Top chat, not live chat. Don't know what that means. Let me see this. Trudeau revels in taking privileges away, makes him feel strong like Putin. Yeah, no, he revels in it because it makes him feel like our father. He's got our back. He takes our freedoms away and then he's there to protect us. He's there to protect us like I ever needed anybody except for my own parents to protect me. And even now, I don't need my parents to protect me. I just presume that they are, even if I disagree with their advice sometimes. Every part of this is egregious. When y'all with legal knowledge start some kind of legal action to stop them, start our own courts with real judges. And then people say, Viva, stop complaining, go to court. Courts are not going to do anything. I've been following the cases. I've been following them in Quebec, in Nova Scotia, in Alberta, federally. I've been following them in Canada. The courts are not going to intervene. So it's nice to, you know, nothing braver than someone on the internet telling someone else who's done his fair share that he's not doing enough. There's nothing braver than that. It doesn't frustrate me. It does irritate me. So I guess it does frustrate me. But it's not going to do anything. The Quebec courts tossed an injunction opposing the curfew. They tossed an injunction opposing mask mandates, even on children, because the court verbatim translation literally said, the risk, however minimal, is still there. So we're going to require kids to wear face masks. Federally, quarantine hotels were approved. The risk, however minimal, is there. Quarantine hotels, detention without due process, fine. The risk is there to warrant violating that constitutional right. Nova Scotia, injunction to block protests against the vaccine passport, whatever. It was masks or whatever. An injunction to block your right to peacefully protest because of risk. So the courts aren't going to do anything. So don't tell me to waste my time, life, and money and spirit in a venue that's not going to do anything. I'm not going to be the, someone give me the analogy here, the magic screw that's going to be the, oh, wow, Viva's in court. I'm not going to get more respect or deference from a judge. I'm going to get more stink eye from a judge. So if anybody thinks I'm value added in court at this point in my rambling rant of a YouTube public personality career, I'm not. I would be more of a liability in the court. It'd be like Chris Skye. It would be like him taking a court case, taking it to court. The judges whom are of a demographic that are vulnerable to these very things are not going to take kindly to young, arrogant know-it-alls who are opposing the very mandates that they probably feel are there to protect them. So there's that reality. Hey, Viva, sent a super chat a while ago. My apologies, Cookies, if I didn't get to it. Finding a job, being unvaxxed after graduating in Ontario. Good news, I found a job. Bad news, I just got told I will have no job in 2 months if not vaxxed. Where did I just read something? I don't want to put the wrong company on blast. I saw the job offer on LinkedIn. It actually required, they said COVID vax required. Can you imagine this? In my entire life, they've never made sure that anyone was vaxxed for TB, for whooping cough. They've never asked. I mean, they presume everyone is, but you'd be surprised, people, how many people are not. You'd also be surprised that when it comes to that vaccination, you being vaccinated typically protects you, which is the interesting. I am not bringing this up because I agree or disagree with it. I'm just bringing it up. But you're here, Jennifer Van Gorder, but you're listening and staying at home. Well, Jennifer, I do not take this as a troll comment. I'm going to say that it's very easy for you or anybody to tell me to protest, oppose, go outside, get arrested. I've got 3 kids, 2 dogs, both of whom are special needs. One's paralyzed, one's blind. I'm a member of a professional order. I may want to cross the border again one day. To say, go out and protest and get arrested and, you know, raise hell. First of all, it's very easy to tell people to do that. And I don't know what you're doing. Maybe you are doing that and maybe it's working for you, but that's not clear that it even accomplishes the desired goal. And which it's the precise reason why I do not tell people to protest in an unlawful manner, to not obey, to go out and break the rules, because you're telling someone else what to do with their own life and freedom. And that's a decision only they can make. I'm also not staying at home because I'm listening. I'm staying at home because if I go out and get arrested, no one's going to give a sweet bugger all tomorrow morning. It might just make their day, and it will have consequences that are disproportionate to the reward, that any reward that could be gained from doing that. Let's see what we got here. Patrick Henry said, give me liberty. Oh, is Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death? No, so it was Jefferson who said, he who trades a little bit of liberty, whatever. Context is important. He had 14 children. Stephen Thompson, I recognize your avatar. Thank you very much for the support and thank you for the laugh. It is a good one. Now, I did see a Canadian super chat, which I want to make sure not to do most of. Amen, viva. Mary Budesheim, a.k.a. MaryPatriotNews.com. Thank you very much. Now, hold on. I want to not miss. I'm going to miss it again. I'm going all the way down to the scroll. I'm going to scroll down, and then I'm going to scroll back up. Oh, son of a beasting. Son of a beasting, people. I think I missed it. Wow, there's a lot of chat. I don't think I put slow mode on, did I? Okay, well, let me see. If I can get to it in a second, I will. But Matt B., this is Canadian. As a fellow Canadian from Alberta, what is your view on equalization payments and that Alberta pays by far the most and gets poor treatment by Trudeau? This was a policy, Matt B., if I can find your chat, I'll bring it up so people can see you. This was a policy decision or a policy issue of the People's Party of Canada, where they want to revisit the idea of equalization. The idea of equalization payments is that every province pays their federal taxes to the federal government, and then the federal government divvies them back up in terms of support programs and policies for the provinces that are the most impoverished. So they basically take the tax dollars from one province and then redistribute them to the poorer provinces, because those poor provinces are poor provinces. But Maxime Bernier, who's the leader of the PPC, says, yeah, it's time to revisit that, because the poor provinces are not poor because they lack resources, or they can't attract tourism, or they don't have natural resources that they could exploit. And so the idea is that you have the successful provinces, through their own proactive behavior, being penalized, and that they are basically having their wealth transferred to provinces which do not want to exploit natural resources, or choose not to exploit tourism and other industries that could generate revenue for those provinces. It's the whole welfare state type question is, do you make people better off by subsidizing their life as opposed to inducing them or inciting them to go make a living? So I think it should be revisited entirely. And I understand the animosity between Alberta and the East. I understand the animosity now, because by and large, it seems that Trudeau's in power because of the East, to the detriment of the West. I understand that now. I understand Wexit entirely. Venus, Florida here, and I'm feeling so bad for you, Viva. Come down to our ranch. We have a bunkhouse for y'all. I won't lie. Florida has been in my eye, so we'll see. But tell us how you really feel. Oh, no. I you know, you have to keep it respectful, because you don't want anybody also weaponizing your passion and then claiming that you threatened them. You don't want people weaponizing your discourse, hyperbolic as it may be, and saying that's a threat. And you don't want people deliberately misrepresenting so they can wrongfully silence. Okay, there you go, people. So it's nothing bad. Still haven't seen that that's actually the case about the GoFundMe. But did I miss if you're ever in Indiana, let me see if I can find this one. Orange. I'm looking for the color orange. I have fallen so far behind on the, yeah, well, I should have put slow-mo on, but I didn't. All right. Let me just scroll. There we go. I just saw it. Boom shakalaka. Matt B. It's a fellow Canadian. Thank you very much, Matt. And now that means that I have not passed the orange one yet. Yeah, Delta Omicron. So I tweeted this out, people, because Delta Omicron literally is an anagram letter for letter for media control. And then people start saying, oh, Viva, don't get all conspiracy. It's like, dude, you don't have to believe that was done on purpose to find that to be an incredible coincidence. That being said, part of me does wonder, you know, the aggregate knowledge of the internet will find this stuff out. But I do wonder if people knew beforehand and say, ha, that'll be a good laugh when they find it out anyhow. Because I guarantee you, it would be harder to get some acronyms if they had gone with Xi. Xi is the next variant. You'd have, what was it? Media control was Omicron. Oh, Delta Omicron. If you had Delta Xi, your anagram options are much less. Delta Nu, you might have had some good ones, but still fewer letters, fewer options. But the fact that Delta Omicron literally spells media control is freaking hilarious. And anyone who says, don't go down that rabbit hole as a conspiracy theorist, you must believe in conspiracy theories, because to make that jump and say, ignore this coincidence is a leap in and of itself. You cannot ignore that coincidence. It's hilarious. Those who make peaceful, I'm not going to read it because this could be considered. I don't think JFK said it, but fact check me, people. I think it was, I want to say a European philosopher or a European author. Can you discuss the moment when you realized that CA was going under tyranny? Am I blurry or is it just, okay. The moment, there was no clear moment. I think it was when I read the Quarantine Act and did the vlog on that. I think it was when I saw the order in council that Trudeau passed under the dead of night in the heat of the pandemic to ban certain types of firearms. And his wanton exploitation of this pandemic to distract from his multiple scandals and proroguing parliament, canceling parliament to shut down the investigative committees into the We Charity scandal. That's when I got my idea. That's when I started really thinking, holy crap, we lost control of our country a long time ago because these laws have always been there. But now we're really feeling the... what happens when you lose your sensitivity to doing it so brazenly? Viva, if you are ever in Indiana, let me know. We can get a meal. There is always going to be another strain. They are seeing how much they can get away with each time. Your streams make my week. Thank you very much. Well, this was, I feel bad. I did not mean to compete with Eric Hunley, but I think he appreciates that. Also, he can't hog the entire day of streaming. Like, nah, okay. We got one here. Big Pete. Big Pete, you do look big, actually. Nice pectoral muscles and good lats. That's, yeah. Hang in there, Viva. I feel for you. Come to New York. I got your back. You can do Viva on the Streets. I was in New York when I drove through to go to Tim Pool, and I was going to do a Viva on the Street, but I'm neurotic. And I was scared of New York back in the good old days. I'm scared of New York now, man. I was scared showing up there at 7 o'clock at night. But thank you, Big Pete. Okay, let me see here. I'm going to try to get to some chats that are not. Ooh. Oh, there's a kid here. You can come and say hi. Complying as we did with the mandate simply led to loss of freedoms. Sir, our hair is getting to be roughly the same. Here, stand your chin up a little bit so we can see here. Boom, shakalaka. That's my boy, high five. Booyah. We have not caught a fish yet. Oh, the worms are in the car. I'll get them afterwards. Haven't caught a fish. I have an ice fishing video ready to edit. But it's not an ice fishing video. If I don't catch a fish, we got worms, but I still haven't caught a fish. Okay, let me see what we got here. Can you discuss the moment? No, that's what I already got there. Okay. Can't discuss tyranny and ixnay on the irony tay in front of the Ildrin che. I'm joking. We talk about tyranny all the time. We talk about a government. I talk about what lesson my kids are going to grow up having learned. And I hope they're going to have learned the right ones. Quebec is the supreme grifter in the provincial transfer issue. Hey, Viva, Tony Blair was just made a knight of the realm. The UK is in uproar. Thanks for your, I like your, don't knock over the table. You have a funny name, sir, or whomever you are. Look at that. I'm so programmed. I get nervous if I read the wrong avatar. Okay, if you leave Canada, are you sworn to the Queen? I don't know. I don't even think when we were sworn into the bar, did we swear allegiance to the Queen? I don't think we did. I the Queen issue, I don't know anything about. So people have to stop asking me, or when they ask me, don't expect me to have a good answer. New Brunswick citizen, job loss 2 weeks ago, denied EI. One second. New jobs want shot. Can you, we were on this before. Jobs asking for the stat. We live in a world now where people think that they're entitled to this information. So someone, I was just asked by a young person whether or not I have had the procedure. And I was like, dude, you better not get too used to asking people that question, because I'm going to start asking people I'm going to ask random questions. I happen to have, there's very few questions anybody could ask me that I would not answer. But people thinking that they're entitled to that information, I mean, just imagine asking someone if they have an STD. And that's not to equate being unvaccinated with having an STD, but just imagine thinking you have the authorization, the permission, the political permission slip to ask people those types of questions. What do you people are seeing you right now. I'm a gentle troll. Okay, let me see what we got here. We got this. Can you fact check if Trudeau is the son of... Sorry, now you made me spittle. I've seen the pictures. I've heard the rumors. Funny is funny. And then, two of my chats have fallen off. Promar, Viva, two of my chats have fallen off. Promar, don't give them again, but I'm going to look for an orange P avatar. So just say it. My apologies. But Viva, which is better tonight? Viva the Gin or the Grift? I do not like the word grift, because I genuinely believe people start it as a joke, but then they don't appreciate the difference between grift and hard work. And that's not to say that I'm a hard worker. I think I am. I'm an obsessive individual, so it's hard to, you know, separate the two. But, you know, people accused Ezra Levant of Rebel Media of grifting. Asking for money when you're contesting these measures and asking for support for your hard work is not grift. It's hard work. Grift is creating the drama to exploit the drama. That kid just walked off so dejected. Take the orange juice and get out of here. No glass on this. If you drop it, it's going to break. Go. I forget the question. Man, I miss the 60s. Frozen worms. No, they're not. They're worms. They're live worms, but fish don't like worms. I mean, fish don't get worms in winter, so why would they be interested in that? I got so desperate yesterday. I peeled now I'm going to give away part of the video. I peeled the skin off the salmon that we ate for dinner, cut it into little strips, and tried to use that as bait, but it didn't work. Someone says, hi, little one. So, let me see. Now, look for the purple P avatar so that I can... Okay, leave me alone. Let me see here. Purple P avatar. I don't want to ignore. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we can't use Shiners anymore because this is when I realized we lived in a police state. They banned live minnows for ice fishing in winter because of the fears of invasive species and the Asian carp. So now you can only use frozen minnows, but good luck finding those because you can't really even grow your own minnows. I think for fear of them, you know, making it into the water. Viva, don't give up. What about your locals meetup in Vegas 2022? Imagine what ideas we could share to change the world. Be amazing. It'd be amazing. Anyways, my dream to do a cross country US road trip, go back on Timcast, go to Joe Rogan, go to Dave Rubin, do the tour, drive across the country, see the beautiful country of America and meet the beautiful people of America. Is that a real background? Yeah, it's my mother-in-law's studio. Okay, so let's see. We're looking for second attempt. You're a modern day Bernhard Weiss, who attempted to use law to fight extremism in pre-war Germany. Eventually, he fled to the UK. History doesn't rhyme, but it tends to repeat. No, it's a legit question. When is the government going to say that even speaking about the things that I speak about, not only can it not be monetized under the new Canadian government regulated interwebs, but it's subversive discourse. Can't criticize the government too much because you are basically undermining trust in the government and you become an enemy of the government a la V for Vendetta. I mean, these are seriously real questions. Thank you very much. We'll see. It might be prophetic, that super chat. Best wishes to you and everyone in the new year. I am optimistic we can end this insanity and tyranny across our countries.
My toe.
Don't kick things and it won't hurt. Love the show. Stuffing. Keep doing what you do. Thank you very much. Midwestern days. Now, I'm
sitting on your lap.
No. Go. Help mom with dinner and I'll be there in a second. What did we say here? E is one of my favorite folks. Well, you should see him when he's not in a good mood. Okay, here we go. How do you get over the rage? They made my 90-year-old, 8-year-old grandmother suffer for a year. This might actually, I try not to cry, but this gets me enraged to the point of tears. Suffer for a year, scared and alone, despite having natural immunity and being double jabbed. I never got to say goodbye. And I was just talking about this with someone the other day. My grandmother-in-law was in a a long-term healthcare facility. 75% of the people there got COVID, and a lot died. It rampaged through the facility. And my grandmother-in-law was effectively kept in isolation for the last 9 months of her life. And she passed away, not from COVID, I'm convinced from loneliness. And all that she ever wanted, I called her chubby cheek, because she had these beautiful chubby cheeks and they were so soft. Like, I you know what? Black-pilled. Okay, you go the other one. I want to talk about something I can't. Go give this to mom. Here. And take your glass.
No,
okay, fine. Leave it here. Thank you. Go. American Beauty. I can't even look back at these movies now because Hollywood has ruined my ability to appreciate these movies that I once loved. But the line from American Beauty where Kevin Spacey, now that name is associated with everything else, Ghislaine Maxwell, yada, yada, where he said, you know, his grandmother's skin was thin like paper. My grandma Edna had these cheeks. They were soft as paper and they were robust cheeks. And she had something of a shake in her last years. And so when she shook, her cheeks sort of gyrated as well, but she smelt good and she was soft to kiss. And we just get one more super chat here. And she spent the last 9 months of her life in total isolation. And we got to see her after the lockdown ended. And all she wanted to do was hug people. And they had her wrapped in a plastic sheet with a freaking visor on her head. And she just wanted to hug. And we said we couldn't. And she said, oh, and she was shaking. And then she passed away a couple months later, because all she ever wanted to do was live the last bit of her life. And I talk to people now who have sacrificed 2 years of the remaining portion of their life. And they have much fewer years than I do, statistically speaking. And they say, we just want to be safe. Well, safe and alone and safe and isolated. It's an interesting form of safe. Do you have a backup plan if politicians institute common sense canoe control? I don't know what that means. I'm not getting too much into it. That's grift versus graft. Yes, we lit graft in Brit talk actually means hard work. And I don't know if the two terms were actually ever originally intertwined. Viva, we in Montreal need you to run for the Bloc Québécois off island. That's guaranteed to get you elected next time around. And I said this before, you know, PPC may never win, so it's the only way. When I was stupid enough to think I could ever win the election, I did have the pang of fear the night before. What if I do win? And I'm going to be a stupid, useless wheel, a noisy wheel, but a useless wheel in a useless machine of government. And what good then? I'll be doing what Pierre Poilievre does, giving great cross examinations of these pathological liar politicians and their employees who refuse to answer straightforward questions in a way that would be held in contempt of court if you ever answered the questions the way that guy. I don't know who it's on Twitter. Pierre Poilievre, I think it was a lawyer for the Trudeau government, asking about how many people out of the country have gotten the COVID benefits. And the effing guy refused to answer the question in a manner that could only be described as maliciously psychopathic, pathological, dishonest. It was a joke. It was a joke the way he systematically refused to answer the question and went to talking points that were not the object of the question. You do that in court, you end up in contempt. Without a question, he would have been held in contempt of court, in court. But hey, no, and I want to be a wheel in that machine. I think I'm doing better here. I think I'm doing more here. I think I'm having more of an impact here. Rambling away in my mother-in-law studio. Let's see here. Fish eyes. Ice fishermen use fish eyes. You have to catch a fish. Well, you know, if I go buy a fish at the grocery store, maybe I'll use the eyes there. Space Cowboy, thank you. Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Okay. If you know, you know. Oh, I'm going to be in trouble for this. I'm not even going to leave that up. That smells dangerous. The kid's out of the room. Do the USA tour. I'm a Marylander. Maryland. I have family in Maryland. I was so proud of your Harper's Ferry video. I wanted to photobomb you, but had to work and also be a grown-up without having seen. Thank you very much. Yeah, Harper's Ferry is beautiful. History is beautiful, but you have to be older, I think, to appreciate it. This is old propaganda. 2022 will be a blessing with... Yeah, there's already discussion, and I don't want to make theories reality, because some of those theories I don't want to see as reality. Nova, thank you very much. Okay, I don't want to talk about my grandmother-in-law again. That enrages me to the point of tears of frustration. Viva parenting demo for free. Don't kick things if you don't want to hurt your toe. Fun fact, one day I'll reveal it. I broke my pinky toe in half. I kicked a bike pump and it snapped. And it was the most excruciating pain, instantaneous excruciating pain. And then my whole foot turned purple over the next day or two, and the bone healed totally broken. So my pinky toe I cannot prevent it from being bent 45 degrees to the left when I manually do it. So I freaked the daycare kids out in the park by showing them my broken pinky toe. Dylan Michael, welcome to the club of the Viva Fry family. You'll enjoy it here. What do we got here? Yeah, 80,000 deaths in the UK because of lockdown in 2020. You know, the you look up excess deaths, because all numbers aside, excess deaths are the relevant ones. And then you see the excess deaths attributed to, and you see the excess deaths not attributed to, and you make some pretty decent assessments. That, you know, when you have a myopic vision of the world and all you're trying to do is prevent one type of death, you can cause as many as you want that are unable to be determined in other fields. But so long as you have that one metric of success, you're not a murderer, you're a hero. Okay, the KB. Oh, I missed the purple pea avatar. Okay, and Noah, another member. Welcome. Okay, let me see. Scott, sorry. You must be a doctor based on that. If I'm adducing anything based on that image, your avatar, you might be a doctor. Chubby cheek, Grandma Edna. The people think I'm. I had a theory. The olfactory sense, the sense of smell, is the most important sense, and it's the most. What's the word? Distinctive. It's the one that triggers immediate memories. And I can think of a few. Here's a little anecdote. Nobody asked. I would have answered this if anyone had asked. When I used to go to sleepaway camp, first of all, I used to wear Secret, Women's Secret. It came in the blue bottle. It had the roll top and it was an antiperspirant. And I used to wear it as a kid because I liked the way it smelt. But when I would go to, and my mother wore it. So it reminded me of my mother. And my mother's still alive, everybody. Don't think anything bad. My mother also had, I used to play with my mother's, the underside of her arm. In fact, I would still do it if we saw each other often enough, but so my mother used to wear Secret. I used to wear Secret antiperspirant until I determined that antiperspirant is bad for you. And I only wear deodorant now. But when I would go to sleepaway camp, I would rub my sheets with Secret and then not wash them. And then I would smell my mother while I was at sleepaway camp. And I was 18 years old when I did this. So fun fact, that's a joke. I was 12 to 14 or 11 to 14. So that's just one random stuff while we're, you know, talking about stupid stuff on New Year's Eve. Will we get more classic NES gaming in 2022? Well, I'm still looking for the actual original cartridge for Bomberman for the original NES. I need it. I want it. I'll find it and I'll play it. Contra, I have achieved perfection in Contra. I finished without losing a man. Perfection. Super Mario 3, I finished so many times now. I know the game off by heart. I want to find a secret that I don't know about in Super Mario 3. If anybody thinks you have a secret in Super Mario 3 that I don't know about, please tell me. David, thank you for refusing to accept the way things have become and speaking out against this creeping. It's creeping. It's freaking freefall tyranny. Blessings to you and yours and Happy New Year. Thank you very much. I'm going to tell you, I was extremely angry. I was extremely depressed and angry today. which is, you know, not the best time to read internet comments. But I think, I mean, I've been extremely angry since last night because people should be, I can't say up in arms because that can be misconstrued. People should be protesting and vocally opposing this crap. There shouldn't be one person who isn't, but people aren't. And there are too many people who are saying, can't overwhelm the healthcare system. Hey, what do you do when the government screws up? Take the rights of the citizens away. There should be more people doing this, and they're not. And it's depressing. So I have been, this might make me feel better. We'll see if I'm in a better mood afterwards, but. Okay, now hold on. I'm gonna want to lose the super chats here. I see a lot, and now I've missed a few. I know. Google Event 201. God, with your that's the anonymous avatar, isn't it? All right. I'm not sure I'm going to, but it would be interesting to see you read the real Anthony Fauci. I have credits on the Audible book thingy thing. It's called Audible. I'm an idiot. I have credits on Audible, so I'm gonna do it. Yeah, I mean, and for I know of it. I've gotten the overview. Everybody should read it. Anyone gonna watch the? I don't know what that is, but I don't know what that is, and I wonder if I'm gonna get myself in trouble again. Okay, so hold on 1 second. Oh, there we go. That's what I was looking for. This one, Ray K from Canada. What's up, Rory? Ray? You can call me Ray, and you can call me Jay. Happy New Year to you and all. May 2022 be the year to stand up, not stand down. Number one goal for the stream should be Jordan Peterson. I wonder if I'm too much of a liability for Jordan Peterson. I would have him on in a heartbeat. I mean, we did a stream with Michaela. It was fantastic, and they're amazing people. And one thing I said today during the stream that some people seem to have misunderstood when we were talking about forget getting into it. When I said that people held Jordan Peterson's addiction against him, I wasn't saying that they did it rightfully. I think people were doing it wrongly, but I was just saying how people who want to discredit people then go pick on foibles, which but for the grace of God could afflict anybody. And when people go and, you know, try to exploit other people's bad decisions or shame them for them or humiliate them for them, but for the grace of God, you know, except for things that demonstrate an overt lack of respect for other fellow humans. People are frail. People are fragile. People succumb to their own weaknesses sometimes. And sometimes it's, you know, but I said people were holding that against him in an intellectually dishonest way to discredit his otherwise good advice. That was my point. So no one should misunderstand that. Chemical formula for Vivianite. Oh, by the way, my last name, Freiheit. Oh, my entire name. David Freiheit literally is an acronym for Did It Have Fire, which I thought was funny as well. Definitely not a conspiracy theory because I don't think my parents thought that when they named me, but Did It Have Fire or It Did Have Fire? I don't know what it means. I just thought it was somewhat poetic. It's margarita time. Indeedy. I haven't played Contra since the 90s. Yes, well, only the losers need the up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, select, start. Only the losers need that. Although you do need that in order to actually learn the game. But man, I finished that freaking game clean. Not one loss of life. I lost the life at the end after killing the alien heart, but that doesn't count because it doesn't count because you've already beaten the game. So the devil comes in many forms, but his most heinous is a... I thought that was actually going to be something meaningful and insightful. I guess maybe it is. John Nickel, with the amount of sweating and up in arms, you are here is a stick of secrets. Thank you, John Nickel. Now let me get, let me see who we got. We're all mama's boys. The most common last words of a dying soul. Theophrastus, you know, it's funny. You mentioned that. And I remember back in the early stages of the internet when all that it had was bad videos on it. There was a terrible video going around of soldiers, and that was their last. That video. I will not say traumatized me because I don't want to make light of what many people would consider actual trauma. It's one of the worst videos I've ever seen. Always ingrained and delved in my memory, and that was one element of the video that I've never forgotten, and that when you can never unhear and you can never unsee. Vivianites. It truly is. What is Vivianite? Is that an actual thing? Happy New Year from Ontario. All the best to everyone. QFragger, thank you very much. I got family in Ontario, but hey, I love it. Even Ontario's not on the lockdown that Quebec is. It's amazing. The strain in Quebec, it has to be the virus. It can't be the government, unless the government is the virus. Maybe. Viva, how do you feel about sending C-19 positive healthcare workers back to work? Well, so here's the deal with that. Asymptomatic. How do I feel about it? It is mutually incompatible with the emergency alert. Message du gouvernement de Québec. This is in real time, people. Hold on, let me just make sure that nobody's going to see anything bad there. Not bad, but someone else. Here we go. Let me just get this in focus. Oh, you son of a gun. Come on. Here we go. They're using the emergency system. There you go. Emergency alert. Message du gouvernement de Québec. Un couvre-feu entrera en vigueur à compter de ce soir pour tout le Québec. Interdiction de se trouver à l'extérieur de sa résidence ou de son terrain entre 10h et 5h. Surveillance policière accrue. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site web. Message from the government. I'm shaking. I'm enraged. Message from... I'm sorry. I'm getting this, and we're going to read this in real time, people. And we're going to get back to this question. Message from the government of Quebec. A curfew will be in effect as of tonight for all of Quebec. It is forbidden... I'm just going to read it, people. It is forbidden to be outside your home or property between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Increased police surveillance. For more information, visit, and I can't draw any analogies between historical events and this. Because this, hey, this is not as bad as that. Therefore, you cannot dare say that the government abusing of the emergency alert system to tell you that you can't leave your house or your property is not fascism or dictatorship or whatever you want to call it. Okay, I forgot what the first part of that sentence was. So you've seen it in real time, people. Un-effing believable. And they abuse of that system now. Whenever there's an Amber Alert, I'm going to think it's the government being a moron. And they've diluted the meaning of actual emergency alerts to tell me that we can't leave our property. And imagine we're fortunate. I'm fortunate. I can go get fresh air. A person living in a 1.5 apartment. Okay. How do I feel about this C-19 positive healthcare? It is mutually incompatible with previous policies of vaccine passports and firing unvaccinated workers. Because if the issue is carrying COVID or potentially carrying COVID, well, then that should be the issue. But if you want to say we're going to block COVID negative people because they're not vaccinated, but we're going to allow people who've tested positive, even if they are vaccinated, congratulations. I'm not saying you, sirs, I'm saying the government, you're an idiot. And how do I feel about asymptomatic people who test positive going back to work? I think that's what you do in a time of actual crisis, because the asymptomatic transmission, from what people smarter than me say, very uncommon. Someone can test positive, even if they're no longer contagious, even if they had it 3 weeks ago, even if they are long past. So the testing positive, if you're in a state of emergency where you really need the manpower, is not the issue. It's the symptoms. And if you are, you know, clean as a whistle, you keep testing positive because you had it a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Well, that, you know, if you need the manpower, that's what you do. Unbelievable. Event 201. I'm not going to read it, but everyone can read it. Oh, stay in. Can you imagine what you just witnessed it in real time, people? Let's see anybody justify that as legit government and not absolute over the top tyranny. Well, I'm lucky. I have a dog. I can leave the house, so I shouldn't complain. Be grateful. I'd like to show my gratitude for having a dog that I can circumvent these idiotic government policies. Wrong. I will scream at the top of my lungs, but I may not parade in the street naked and get arrested because that might not achieve anything. Happy New Year, Viva. You should come to Ontario. You should have on Ontario lawyer Nicholas Wansbutter. man, if I were in high school, I'd be making fun of his name, but Juan's Butter, about COVID restrictions. He has a YouTube channel called Don't Talk TV. I'm going to message him, ask him to message me, because if he's taking cases, I'm looking for referrals, because I get more requests than I'm, if I get one request, it's too many because I'm not taking cases, but I get a lot. So, sorry, but you said people should be up in arms and protesting, but not you. Jennifer Van Gorder, this is where you might be entering the realm of trolling, because that's not what I said. In fact, I specifically said I do not tell anybody to do anything that can get them in trouble. That's their decision and their decision alone. Up in arms does not mean protesting to get arrested. And I am up in arms in the sense that I am protesting this vocally and vigorously, but I'm not telling other people to do something that I'm not willing to do myself. And even if I were willing to do it myself, I still wouldn't tell other people to do it. It's not my business. So don't strawman, because this is where it goes from genuine discourse to misrepresentations for the purposes of discrediting based on that inaccurate description. Apparently, others are prepared to risk everything for freedom. I personally have protested since day one and more. Good for you. But I did not say people should be protesting, but not me. I have attended the protests, Jennifer. I made a video about one of my attending the protests. I've done multiple videos. I've attended multiple protests. That doesn't mean I should tell people to break the law, which I'm not going to do. So don't strawman and think it's making a point. Hey, Viva, does that mean no more Viva on the streets? If I have a dog, I can do it, because science, people, science. Okay, so let me see here. No, I just missed a whole bunch. As bad as Alberta is, at least we aren't locked down. We have people stand up. It's just outrageous. It is literally just like he's saying, let's see how far I can go. Let's see what I can do. Let's test it. Horacio Aruda said that there is no scientific evidence to justify a lockdown, a curfew, to combat a virus. He said it a year ago when they implemented it. And now they're doing it again. And these are the jackaninnies saying, trust the science. Legal question. I'm not reading. Mike Hawk, because there are, in fact, people with this name, which leads me to question their parents naming them Mike if your last name is Hawk. Legal question about post-secondary students with disabilities and accommodations. All I've been told is online. Only if you don't like it, wait till in person. Is this worth fighting for? Where are you going to go fight it? You're going to go fight it to the courts that have said masks, lockdowns are justifiable given the risk? I mean, at least, be grateful that they're not forcing you to be vaccinated to attend online classes like we've seen in some absurd situations in the United States. The one thing is, I hope I wasn't too hard on Jennifer. One has to be careful not to deliberately strawman or even inadvertently strawman. You must steelman someone's position if you want to actually purport that it's theirs. Strawmanning, it's fun, but it's like, okay, so you've set up something that's not the case in order to refute an argument that the individual never made. No, steelman your ideological adversary's arguments and then respond to them. I want to pull a Van Wilder and say, write that down. Someone remind me of that tomorrow. Using this event in human history for political gain is abhorrent. Our society in Canada is dead. We are all truly screwed. Minority of thought. That's a black pill, people. So I don't want to go over the pills again. I don't believe that you firmly believe that. I believe I could convince you otherwise, even if I don't, I might be somewhere near there, but, society has bounced back from worse. Society has gone through worse. And, there's an ebb and a flow and there's a pendulum and it swings and then it swings back in the other direction harder. So for good and for bad, First forced name change. I remember you, your last little rant on emergency broadcast. It did have fire. Thank you very much. if I don't have a tattoo, if I ever get a tattoo, it would be, it did have fire or Viva Fry, or just Freiheit. Freiheit. Oy, nomen, ominous nomen. On the one hand, they vilify Rittenhouse for vigilantism. On the other hand, they send us Amber Alerts to do the cops' jobs for them. I don't necessarily believe those are totally analogous, but I appreciate the sentiment. Imagine vilifying Rittenhouse And I'm trying to think of one where they vilifying Rittenhouse, but mostly peaceful protest. That might be a fairer analogy. Oh, Runkle. No, Runkle or Viva Fry. Well, it depends on the subject. Runkle knows more about firearm law than I do. Runkle has longer hair than I do. Runkle is soft-spoken and slower-spoken than I am. I know what I'm good at, and I know what I'm bad at. We got $1. Okay, do I want to bring this up? Let me read this. Okay, I want to read it before I bring it up. Chain-breaking sage. Vivianti, a.k.a. Kryptonite. Okay, I can bring it. I think I can bring it up. Fe3PO42. H is Vivianite, a.k.a. your kryptonite. And yes, it's real. I'm making it a thing, and you need a shirt. Screenshotted. I still don't know what's going on here, but I'm doing my best. Have Eric Duhaime on the show. He speaks fluent English. Eric Duhaime, I think, had to do with, I don't know who that is, and I don't want to dox anybody. I think that had to do with a pending lawsuit, and I think I know who that is. And I think there was a discussion. I think it had to do with a pending lawsuit in Quebec. I'm not sure, but okay. Viva, we got to get you on. So I don't know who Drexel is, and I have to look into Drexel before I even say anything. I know Drexel's on Rakeda. I know he's edgy. So I'm going to just clear my ears. Okay, there we go. Hold on. I hear a door is opening. Oh, okay, never mind. It's my... Okay, watch Joe Rogan. Okay, do it. Yep, do it. Do it, people. Okay, let me just go here. I've done more than most. No need to justify. Yeah, it's I've done enough that if I decide to make certain life decisions, I'm not going to feel like a coward. But I haven't watched The Watchmen yet. I just know the punchline. But I don't really know the punchline. I just, you can't help people who think that you can't help people who can't help themselves. You can't help people who think that they're not enslaved or they're not in chains. It's for their own good. You can't help. You have to. And I'm not good at massaging people. I don't like massages, and I'm not good at massaging people into not manipulation, but rather when you convince someone, persuasion. I'm not good at massaging people into persuasion. People think I'm polite and nice and funny and Canadian. Yeah, I am. But you know, when I have arguments with my family, I don't do the massaging into persuasion. I do the rubbing your nose in your own dog poop. And it's not necessarily good for persuasion. It's maybe a foible. And it's maybe not a good thing. And maybe I'm stubborn for not wanting to change, but I don't do the massaging into persuasion. I do the full onslaught attack as to why I think you're wrong. And I'll listen, but I don't give compliment sandwiches. I didn't do it as a lawyer. I didn't do it in the law firm. And maybe it's a foible and maybe I should do it, but I don't. I didn't. I find it demeaning and degrading when people did it to me. Don't give me the compliment sandwich. Just give me the truth. Don't sandwich the truth in between nice truths. I don't care about the nice truth. So that's my MO, for good or for bad. From North Shore of Quebec here. North Shore of Quebec. How North Shore? I'm looking, Raven. I'm wondering, like, North North or North Shore of Montreal? I'm happy to have found your channel in the midst of this craziness. Thank you for your hard work and for sharing your thoughts. Thank you very much, Raven. And by the way, Raven, I don't judge people who wear the face masks. Like, this is where I hate all this stuff where you judge personal decisions. Where when I put up a video of me wearing a face mask, I got lambasted by a bunch of people who said I'm a hypocrite because I'm complaining about the 1984 Orwellian lunacy of these measures, but I'm wearing a face mask. First of all, I'm not telling anyone else what to do with their body, nor should, so they should not be telling me what to do with mine. And I don't want anyone giving anyone a hard time for the personal decisions that they make. Personal decisions that don't affect anyone else but you are your decisions alone. So Raven, thank you very much. I love the name, and I love the what is the word of the characters in which letters are written? Not italics. Font. The font. I love the font. So thank you very much, Raven. And God bless, man. And hopefully, you know. Okay. No, I can't. I'm not going to read that, but I brought it up. Okay. Just because wrote multiple things, but nothing conveys it. Honestly, getting tired of knowing, which feels like part of the plan. That was one of my sentiments today also. I would love to go back to blissful ignorance. D Snuts says, first of all, I get that joke, but I love the fact that that's a play on the Pulp Fiction avatar. If I'm not, let me just shake my glasses off. I don't know. It's a cool avatar. I thought it was from Pulp Fiction, but maybe it's not. Okay, so how did that tiger petting go? I don't know if that was it. Okay, let's do this here. Okay, we got Guillaume Quintal says, tu as une bonne tête sur les épaules. Merci pour tes vidéos. Bonne année, monsieur. And then in English, that says, you have a good head on your shoulders. Thank you for the videos. Happy New Year, monsieur, mister. Guillaume, merci beaucoup. Puis pour tous les Québécois qui écoutent mes vidéos en général, puis ce live stream en particulier, 2022, ce sera l'année où nous reprenons notre liberté et notre gouvernance de notre province et de notre pays. 2022 is going to be the year that we regain our freedom and autonomy over our province and country. We've lost it to the political elite. We've lost it. But it is a pendulum, and it swings back. It swings back harder than it swung fro. I got a dog scratching me here. I'm actually quite impressed as to how long I've been able to go without being summoned or called in for dinner. Your breath smells. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you in front of everybody. Okay, there you go. So let's see what we got here. And by the way, don't judge me, but when the dog nibbles my earlobe, I don't interrupt him. Viva, speaking of Alberta, would you have a whistle stop owners on you? 1,000%. 1,000%. I think I don't encourage people to do bad, to break the law. I don't say bad things. I don't encourage people to break the law, but the people who have made that sacrifice, I want to hear what motivates them, what keeps them going, you know, what they're afraid of and what they're not afraid of. Because, you know, the whistle stop was defying lockdown orders. I'm thinking of the Buena Historia, which was in British Columbia, which was the misgendering of an employee who got smashed by the Human Rights Tribunal. I would have virtually anybody on my channel who is willing to have honest dialogue that has not done something that I think is, you know, absolutely morally shocking and reprehensible. I mean, I'd have Jussie Smollett on, although I think what he did is morally shocking and reprehensible, but I would have the discussion because I'd love to get him to confess. I could be the one. I would massage that confession out of Jussie Smollett because I'm capable of doing it. Because we all know the truth, but I would have Jussie Smollett on. I'm not sure I would have O.J. Simpson on type things, but I think maybe would because there are some smarter people than me who think O.J.'s innocent. I'm trying to think of someone who I would not have on. I can think of a few, but I won't say names because I'm not trying to put people on blast. Happy New Year from the Rocky Mountain House, Alberta. We always enjoy your vlogs, whether by yourself with Robert. Keep doing what you do, David. Thank you very much. It's dinner time. Yeah. Hold on a second. You want to know what a good reader of people I am? You got in trouble for doing something, didn't you?
No, I did.
Oh, damn it. Busted on national interwebs. I'll be there in 2 minutes. Oh boy, he did something wrong. He just doesn't know it yet. It's with kids, that prediction is always true. You just have to find out what they did. Okay, so let me see here. We got I know why he was Ethan. I know he didn't want to come in and tell me, so he was asked to do a chore. Was the reason that you didn't want to come in and tell me? You didn't want to come in. You wanted your sister to come in, right? He's not answering. Got it. I got it. He didn't want to do the work. He did not want to do the... Okay. Let me see how many of these I can get. Now's the time of the stream where I go as long as I can without getting into trouble. Well, something different. Common Sense Skeptic wants to do a sidebar with you and Mr. Barnes. Screenshot. I'm going to look into it. I don't know who Common Sense Skeptic is, and I say that not to be mean, disrespectful, or whatever. The internet is a big world. I will look into it. You know how many screenshots I've taken, I have a folder of screenshots. I don't. The world is now a Hieronymus Bosch painting. I'm just thinking of how cranky I was when I went to bed last night. We may not be beyond hope, but we are certainly at a point where some mistakes, misjudgment, and unforeseen event can push us over the precipice. Which is why Theophrastus, and I think we're on something of the same intellectual wavelength. Which is why I do not tell people. And I do not encourage people, and I try to deter people from breaking the law, because that is part of the game. That's part of the pendulum. And there sincerely is a part of me that gets the feeling that this is pushing people. They're trying to push people to the point of breaking one way or the other, breaking the will or breaking the response. And if they get someone to break the response the way they want, they then get to say, Marshall, look at these, look at the rabble. By the way, I forget the stream was where I could not remember the word rabble. They want people to respond in a way that then allows them to have even more of an authoritarian crackdown. That's why violence, that's why, you know, the bad type of breaking the law protest is bad, because A, it's bad, and B, it's counterproductive above all else. And, okay, so exactly. But that is, you know, it's V for Vendetta. You can watch these movies not as documentaries, but as cautionary tales. They want someone to do something that crosses the line so they can then say, well, look what we have to do now for your own safety. RGM is a leader of the PCQ, Parti Conservateur de Québec. 40,000 members. Man, you have to run with him. Okay, done. Am I in trouble?
It's been 2 minutes.
It's been 2 minutes, I've been told, people. Okay, Ethan, now you're going to learn another lesson. 2 minutes. Yeah. Just 5 minutes.
No.
Okay. All right, people. Let me see how many I can get there. Happy New Year to you and your family. Keep up with the hopium. I like that. I can take hopium. No, I can't. I can't do that because that makes light of opium. I can't do that. Sorry, but thank you very much. That was actually quite good. Okay, let me see here. Okay, I'm not going to read it, but there have been some videos. Let's see here. If you can escape on the Maple Road, there's room for you poor refugees in free Florida. I know. Mm-hmm. Freiheit, G.D. Cooper. Okay, take the orange juice and I'll meet you in there. And while you're there, do me a favor. That's not my orange juice. It's freshly squeezed. My Christmas gift, one of my Christmas gifts was a manual. Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
I thought this was the Tropicana stuff for the kids. This is freshly squeezed with a Christmas gift.
Wait, what's that?
Freshly squeezed?
You know, what's the thing?
Oh, the thing that you pull down. It's a doctor. Okay. All right, people, I'm being summoned, but don't let the, go close the door and don't let the dog come back in here. Okay, I have been summoned. I will be summoned. Okay, how do we end this with a little bit of white pill moments? Okay, the white pill moment is going to be this. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Cliche. This is going to be a learning experience for somebody. Cliche. We all die, but not everyone truly lives. Cliche. I watched that stupid movie, Don't Look Up, and the only thing that made the slightest bit of sense is that we are insignificant, but also the only thing that matters to us or to the world. First time I'm disappointed in a Viva rant. Should have waited an hour. I don't know. I'm not struggling for the white pill silver lining moment. This too shall pass. I think I don't know who wrote it for King Solomon. This too shall pass. People will learn. And it's been 2 minutes. That was the worst. That was the worst white pill silver lining. I'm not making a New Year's resolution this year. Okay. I'm not making a New Year's resolution because you don't need an event to make a decision to be a better person. Although, you know what? I am making one resolution, which I'll tell people in the new year. But this will pass. People will learn the right lessons from this. And if they don't, there will be places in the world where people will. So, okay. Go, get up. I'm going to read. Five laws of stupidity, i.e. politicians. Everyone underestimates the number of stupid people. Law number two, the probability that a person is stupid is independent of any characters. Okay, I'm coming. I better go. Go, I'll be there in 2 minutes, a real legit. Hey Siri, timer 2 minutes.
Okay. 2 minutes, starting now.
When the dog barks, people, I definitely have to go. Happy New Year. If you can celebrate it in freedom, celebrate it in freedom. If you are celebrating it under our current conditions, remember these. Remember what it smells like. Remember what it feels like. Remember what it sounds like. And remember spiritually the impact it has. Because when we are 80 years old telling our grandkids this story, our great-grandkids this story, we will be the last living relic of this time of insanity where we will be telling the stories to people who cannot possibly imagine. In as much as we cannot imagine what it felt like to live through the Great Depression, what it felt like to live through other historical periods of insanity, we will be the people telling our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids this era of humanity. And if you have kids and you have grandkids, make sure they're learning the right lessons and that they're learning the right moral of this story. Because the right moral of this story is not that the government is our father, our parent, our mother, our brother, or the government is not there to take care of us. We are there to take care of ourselves. Parents are there to take care of their kids. And family is there to take care of their family. The government is not a self-appointed member of my family. And if we draw nothing from this era of absolute madness, we draw the right lessons that our kids growing up understanding that freedom suppressed is not freedom. And that what we've lost now temporarily cannot become permanent, and that they should not look at this as any new normal going forward in any period of time. And we will one day revert to a period of sanity and maybe even swing back to a period that overcompensates for that which they have violated over the last 2 years. That I think I did good. I think I did good there. Okay. Did it bark yet? No, 3 seconds. People, that is the cue to go. Do not fret if you saw me angry today. I have been very angry and I've been very depressed. Tomorrow is not just another day. Two dogs are barking. It's the literal other day. And if I can make it to the protest in Montreal, I have a good mind to do it. And if I can't, it has been 2 minutes. Happy New Year's from Scotland. Let me see how many of these I can read. The other night, you said, don't ask me which day it is. I can identify sad, but I realize I'm alone, yet not alone, and I still have Yeshua. Dragon Slayer, I only know what day it is now because I saw it. Rakeda Law in the house. Happy New Year, Viva. Sorry you are locked down by politics. Stay strong. Rakeda, thank you for being here. I mean, thank you for tuning in. I don't know how long you've seen this for, but yeah, I'm going to go celebrate New Year's. I'm going to walk the dog and I might break the law. I might go ice fishing beyond my property after 10 o'clock tonight. And if I might do something else even more amazing. Okay. I'm really pushing the luck now. Canada actually culturally appropriated Amber. Canada appropriated Amber Alerts and then violated their sanctity by using them to remind us that we're under tyrannical lockdown. And they're not conspiracy theories. They're mandatory. Dustal, thank you very much. Nice to see you again. Carry on. I say carry on. Fight on. I think that's what you sometimes say. Can you read that?
What?
Happy New Year in Cherokee. Oh, I'm sorry. That is okay. So Yuli He Lis.
It's been 2 minutes.
I cannot read it, and I'm not going to try to read it because it's going to mangle it. Happy New Year in Cherokee, my first language, and I don't use much anymore. Squid Monkey, thank you very much. Not only has it been 2 minutes, it's been well more than 2 minutes, and I've pushed my luck. I've got one dog scratching my leg, kid nudging me. All right, people, I might do something of a fun video tonight. Outside, we'll see. Smash the like button. People, I'm not good at following my own advice. Deep breaths and faith, not in the plan, but just faith that over time, truth prevails. So with that said, people, happy New Year for those who are going to celebrate it. Come here. Get up here. Let's get this thing in. You want to get in here?
Yay!
Get in. Happy New Year to those who have already celebrated. Yay. We're going to see if these kids make it. What do you think the chance is of you making it to New Year's tonight? Okay, well, that yeah, I can't be better than that. His breath smells funny, eh? Okay, people, that will be it for the evening. Happy New Year. All the best. Happiness and health. There's nothing more important.